Today's topic is: Canada's Trudeau announces legislation to prevent buying and selling of handguns. My mother was born in Canada and has dual citizenship.
I have relatives in Canada, that makes me half Canadian.
Many Canadians are nice people, but everyone has a breaking point.
The trucker convoy a while back was a message to Trudeau that he did not take seriously. Now, he thinks he can bully them into taking their ability to buy and sell handguns.
That's not going to go over well with the gun owners.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's government introduced legislation Monday that would put a national freeze on importing, buying, or selling handguns. The government said the bill would also allow for the removal of gun licenses from people involved in acts of domestic violence or criminal harassment, such as stalking. The government also plans to fight gun smuggling and trafficking by increasing criminal penalties, providing more tools to investigate firearms crimes, and strengthening border measures.
Translation:
they will only investigate the crimes they want. In some cases, they will look the other way and say, "Nope, nothing to see here."
Strengthening border measures, the article says.
Boy, that sounds familiar. We have seen that before in the past. What they might be trying to do is an iron curtain to seal off itself and its open contact with the West and other non-communist areas. Yeah, I said it. He is trying to turn the country into a communist-run dictatorship country.
Someone needs to get that clown out of there ASAP. The Me Also / Too movement falsely labeled many men as harassers and stalkers.
Now, if those men have it on their record, they could be disarmed and have their handguns taken.
They would lose the ability to defend themselves.
We have all heard stories about women who falsely accused a man of stalking her or harassment. They do not understand that if a person wants to get to another person, they will. A restraining order does not stop the true criminals, and if a criminal wants to get his or her hands on a handgun, they will. So the innocent people suffer because of a few rotten apples.
The bill would create a new red flag law allowing courts to require that people considered a danger to themselves or others surrender their firearms to police.
The government said the measure would guard the safety of those applying through the process, often women in danger of domestic abuse, by protecting their identities.
Well, it is clear to see which gender bias the writer of this article is. They obviously have not watched the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard trial, or they would know that men can be on the receiving end of abuse. This is really twisted.
A woman could say she feels in danger, and this new red flag law would allow the government to disarm you based solely on a woman's false accusations. The government said it will require rifle magazines to be permanently altered so they can never hold more than 5 rounds and will ban the sale and transfer of large capacity magazines under the criminal code.
They just don't get it.
And sadly, they may never get it until shit goes down. Like I mentioned, people can be nice, but when you start to take away their rights and freedoms, eventually the bear will snap and retaliate. And when that happens, there is going to be mass carnage.
The laws do not work. Chicago proves this.
You can have the strictest gun laws in place, but the criminals will ignore everything. The criminals can even craft their own handmade magazines and 3D print parts. Trudeau has long had plans to enact tougher gun laws, but the introduction of the new potential law comes after mass shootings in Uvalde, Texas, and Buffalo, NY, this month. I really hope these laws do not pass. It will only benefit the criminals and disarm the good law-abiding citizens. If you have a topic request or a personal story to share, shoot me a message or email and I may cover it.
Thanks for watching. This is the Lone Wolf signing out.